1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Trump-appointed federal judge on the classified documents case removed any remaining doubt the trial would start before the election, if ever.
Despite a lengthy list of pretrial issues in the classified documents case, Judge Eileen Cannon had left a May 20th start date on the calendar. So now she's scrapped it, the delay indefinite. One central unresolved issue is how classified evidence will be used in the case. This backlog of procedural issues means the case probably won't get started before the November election.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. The Okaloosa County, Florida Sheriff's Department has some explaining to do. Why a deputy shot and killed Air Force senior airman Roger Fortson at his off-base home on Friday. The deputy was responding to a report of a disturbance and gunned down Fortson in self-defense, say officials. The state's investigating. Democrats running the Colorado Senate nixed a bill that would ban the sale and transfer of semi-automatic weapons. This is ABC News. They're still not making NBA money, but at least WNBA players won't have to fly commercial anymore.
For the first time, the WNBA players will fly private planes to their away games for the entire season. The league's commissioner, Kathy Engelbert, announced it's committed to spend $50 million over the next 2 years for full-time charter flight service. The WNBA spent $4 million on charters last year. It comes as the WNBA's profile is gaining more fans in the stands thanks to players like Caitlin Clark. The team also has more back-to-back games this season due to the hiatus, so players can compete in the Summer Olympics in Paris. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
You didn't think Linda Carter was doing all those Wonder Woman stunts on TV in the 70s herself, did you? Word that stunt woman Jeannie Epper has died in Simi Valley, California. She was the Wonder Woman stunt double and Lindsay Wagner's double for the Bionic Woman. Jeannie Epper was 83. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm Shannon Alberts, president of Security Libkey Roofing, and I'm excited to announce it's our 90th anniversary. You don't stay in business this long without taking great care of customers, using quality products, having excellent workmanship, and on top of all of that, a clean guarantee. Thank you, Northeast Wisconsin, for allowing us to protect tens of thousands of homes and businesses for the last 90 years. When you're looking for a local, high-quality contractor with a 90-year history, give us a call. And remember,
people you know, call 920-ROOFING.
The Todd Alba Show.
State Senator Kelda Royce in Richland County. UW System made the unilateral decision to completely vacate the campus by July 1st of this year.
It's so short-sighted to think it costs a little bit more money to run it and there aren't as many students, so let's just shut it down. A smart business owner would say now is the time to invest because we know every person that comes through the door, you're going to get 40-fold the investment from how they're going to be able to give back to our state.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Tickets are on sale for new Amtrak service between the Twin Cities and Chicago. The trains will make 8 stops in Wisconsin. The second daily round-trip trains start running on the 21st. Coach fares start at $41 with discounts for students, seniors, and military personnel and their families. Another summer of wildfire smoke could be bad for your health. Travis Knudsen of the Lane Regional Air Protection Agency says small particles in wildfire smoke can cause itchy eyes, coughing, and short-term breathing problems.
If you are someone who already suffers from respiratory issues like you have asthma, it makes those acute symptoms that much more challenging and potentially problematic from a health perspective.
Today is World Asthma Day, and that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose the opener in KC. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. Despite the threat of severe storms, the Brewers and Royals played 8.5 innings and Kansas City won 3-2. The Brewers, unable to get much scoring, now have lost 3 of their last 4 on the road. The series continues at Kauffman Stadium. NBA playoffs continue without the Bucks and Giannis, who explained what happened with that calf injury that benched him in the final month of the season.
I felt a little bit of pain in my calf. did not know what it was exactly. You know, I felt like somebody, you know, had like tripped me or something. And then I realized there was nobody behind me. And it's probably the first time in my career to get hurt of an injury with nobody like being around me. Like, it's different when you step on somebody's foot. I got off the table and kind of did my few steps.
I couldn't.
And that's when I knew that, you know, maybe something is off. After that, I had to, for the next few days, I had to wear like a boot.
That's the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Our shower and thunderstorm chances winding down here in the overnight. Clouds and some patchy fog as temperatures drop to the lower 50s by daybreak. On Wednesday, we'll see mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies, highs in the mid and upper 60s, a slight chance of showers in the afternoon. It's 53 at our studios.
Maggie Dawn.
This is producer Anya. On our next show, Maggie and I will discuss Holocaust denialism, genocide prevention, and what all of us can do about it. Never again is now.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. A warning, your head is about to spin. David Pepper writing over at davidpepper.substack.com. Late in last year's high-stakes campaign to legalize abortion in Ohio. Remember, there was that whole ballot initiative to put it into the Ohio Constitution. And their attorney general, David Yost, came out with he said there could be some public misunderstanding about this ballot measure. Now, this is before the election, before the vote. There could be some misunderstanding. People might not really know what they're voting for, and we need to clarify these things. And so I'm going to do an analysis of this ballot measure and tell people what it is. In fact, his exact words were, I owe it to the people to give them accurate information so they can make informed decisions. The taxpayers paid for the assessment, of course, and the assessment was clear. He said, if passed, the issue one language would create a new standard that goes farther than Casey's undue burden test or Roe's strict scrutiny test and will make it harder for Ohio to maintain the kind of laws that were already upheld as valid prior to Dobbs. In other words, he's saying, basically, if you guys vote for this thing, it's going to just mean that there are no restrictions on abortion. It'll be the Wild West. It'll be crazy. His exact words. In other words, the amendment would give greater protection to abortion to be free from regulation than at any time in Ohio history. Those were his words, end quote. So then the law passed. The voters spoke, right? The Republicans had tried everything, including David Yost. They had tried, you know, saying, oh, it's going to require 60%. It's going to be quite. None of it worked. People showed up and they voted and said, we think that women should have the right to choose to have an abortion. So now Yost comes out and says, and this is, you know, where it gets really weird. He said, quote, this amendment was meant to restore the pre-Dobbs legal regime, a regime that allowed and upheld Ohio's waiting period, in-person abortion, and informed consent provisions. In other words, the old law that used to say, if you want to get an abortion, you have to show up, and then you have to come back in 24 hours or 3 days, I don't know which it is in Ohio, and you have to, you know, you just have to jump through all these hoops. Just, we're going to make it difficult to get an abortion. That's how it was in Ohio. Now he's saying, we can bring back those provisions. They're still in the law. We can enforce those. I, as the chief law enforcement officer for the state, can enforce those because this ballot measure that everybody voted for isn't what I said it was before it was voted on. I lied to you, David Yost is saying, the attorney general of the state of Ohio. I just lied to you, he's saying. It's incredible. And this is official. I mean, you know, he's saying this is my official position.
These people are pathetic. You know, they're just, it's like they know no shame, much like Donald Trump. All right, what's on your mind? Let's pick up some calls here. Jules in Eugene, Oregon. Hey, Jules, what's on your mind? What's up?
Yeah, hi, Tom. I've been listening to you since the beginning, and it's about the second or third time I called, but I was at the U of O last week where the demonstration was.
University of Oregon.
I am, by the library.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to the students there, and I'm Jewish, and I would say at least probably 30% of the students, just from observation, were Jewish and were, regardless, were super kind to people, were helping people out, and it was a really positive scene. There were professors who were Jewish talking about the 60s there. Mm-hmm. And now they've gotten a notice that they have to vacate at 12. And the students say they're not going to leave. But it was the opposite. They were moved by all the injustices, just like you and myself feel.
So that your experience was the opposite of the person who called a few minutes ago and said that at UCLA he felt intimidated because he was Jewish.
Yeah, well, I can only tell you from my personal experience, and I wasn't at university. All I can say is the young people were inspirational, were compassionate, and they had a lot of the classic books. They had books by Eldridge Cleaver there, Angela Davis, and they were just well-informed. I was impressed. I thought a lot of them were knew a lot more than I did, and I pretty much stay on top of these things because I'm an old guy like you. I'm 75.
Mm.
And there was a lot of kindness and a lot of love there. And
wonderful.
There were no police at all.
That's great to hear, Jules. Jules, thanks so much for sharing your experience with us.
And one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what happens, so stay tuned. 12 o'clock
is just right noon today, you mean? They're going to have to clear out in 49 minutes?
That's what they said on the local news, but mm-hmm. the students said they weren't leaving, too.
Yeah.
And when I was there on Friday, there was over 250 tents.
Wow. Well, we'll keep an eye on that one. Jules, thank you.
Okay, that's why I called.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
The opposite.
Thank you.
Was for me. That was my experience.
I got it. Thank you. Mike in Fresno, California. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Before I get started, there's this commercial that's showing up in California about, I need high tech to support my business. Washington.
Yeah, these are the companies that don't want their monopolies broken up is what's going on.
I'm thinking that it's the AI people getting ahead of the game and.
No, I can tell you. The group of companies that are sponsoring these ads about how, you know, we need to protect tech in the United States. This is, I could be wrong on this, but I'm quite sure I'm not. It's a consortium of big tech companies that very much don't want the federal government looking into breaking them up.
Okay. Well, let's get to my point.
Mm.
Okay. When the Access Hollywood videotape was released, I believe these following things happened. Roger Stone contacted WikiLeaks. Within 4 hours, WikiLeaks dumps the DNC files. Rudy Giuliani contacts his friends in the New York FBI. Michael Cohen is dispatched to catch and kill. Giuliani goes on TV and says the New York FBI have dirt on Hillary. Operatives at New York FBI force James Comey's hand. James Comey comes on TV and announces reopening of an FBI case on Hillary Clinton. Have I missed anything?
No. Well, the one thing you might have missed is that probably the operative at the New York FBI office is that guy whose name is escaping me right now, who got busted last year for being a spy
That's
for
right.
Russia.
He was a spy. Yeah, they haven't identified that he was spying back when that happened, but shortly after, they busted him. So, yeah, you're right. Okay, that's all I got. Thank you very much.
Well, that was a good one, Mike. Thank you very much. Somebody needs to write a good, tight, maybe I should, or a good, tight, concise history of what happened there. Vanessa in North Hollywood. Hey, Vanessa, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I was listening to people talking about protests on campuses, and I wondered if you had ever been on UCLA campus.
I have been. I've spoken on the UCLA campus on at least three or four occasions.
Okay, so you know how huge it is.
It is. It's very spread out.
What a traffic nightmare surrounds it.
And I get lost every time I go there.
Good day. Of course. So nobody should grab at the police if they didn't get there in time. That's normal. It's really a wide open place. But that's the good thing about UCLA, is that it is open and the students get to talk to one another. Mm-hmm. Maybe they want to have their 15 minutes of fame in Royce Quad, talking to each other on camera, but the mainstream media is going to use that for their own purposes.
Right. Just like they did the protests here around the federal building in Portland, after the murder of George Floyd.
Yeah. So I'm glad you've been to UCLA. I hope you have an opportunity to come back again someday. And everyone should take a deep breath and listen to what the students say rather than watching the evening news. And, of course, tune in to Tom Hartman for the real truth.
Okay. Thank you, Vanessa. Yeah, the last time I was there, it was with Greg Palast. We were speaking together, in fact.
Perfect.
Yeah, there you go. Vanessa, thank you so much. Thanks for the call. It's nice to hear from you. It's 16 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where we dare to ask, is Walmart a person? And we dare to say, well, the Supreme Court may think so, but they're nuts. They're wrong. We'll be right back with your calls. Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's going to be really interesting to see how Trump tries to weasel out of his Stormy Daniels testimony. The cross-examination, to the best of my knowledge, has not yet begun. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Telly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WiscCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it. Unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Busted pencils, fully
community-led education talk.
When you have a fully funded, privatized voucher system, Heather, help us out.
Wisconsin has made a choice to disinvest from the public good and put money into a wholly unaccountable system and just let their political cronies laugh all the way to the bank while our kids pay the price.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Terry Barr, host of Slice of Wisconsin here on Civic Media. Mr. Zommers, what is that called?
My Wife is Drunk by Terry's favorite, Alvin Stasinski.
There you go.
Yeah. It's so funny to listen to a polka because you think, where did that song come from?
Right? We actually had one person text during the break there said, how about the Meadow Muffin Polka?
Todd, let's quickly write that and make it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. My experience with Superbeats Healthy Heart Chews is that they are powerful stuff for healthy blood pressure. They feature grapeseed extract, beetroot powder, and CoQ10. I feel like I'm doing something very good for my blood pressure and heart health every day when I take them. Plus, with no pills to swallow, they taste wonderful. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the grapeseed extract in Superbeets is clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. New Superbeets Healthy Heart Chews Advanced support healthy CoQ10 levels, too, an important nutrient for heart health. Find out how you can get a 30-day free supply on bundles of new Superbeets Heart Chews Advanced and save 15% by going to GetSuperBeets.com and using the code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's Get Super Beats, G-E-T, Super, Get Super, B-E-E-T-S.com. And the code TOM is T-H-O-M. A free 30-day supply and bundles of new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced and 15% off at GetSuperBeats.com and use that code TOM. 22 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. David in North Miami Beach, Florida. Hey, David, what's up?
Greetings, Professor. I'm so glad that the tech companies are so concerned for their workers. Maybe the Clinton Global Initiative can sort out reparations for the tech workers of the 90s that were burned after Y2K.
Right.
But I'm mostly calling about that meeting of billionaires. Now, I'd like to think that it would mirror the plot of Only the Rich Can Save Us. Sorry, Only the Super Rich Can Save Us.
Are you talking about the one in Hollywood last week?
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
But I'm afraid I may have to update it, if only as a parody, of what it should, could look like. You know, for example, you know, let's take 8 billionaires, and each one coughs up $1 million for each of the older Supreme Court justices, so that freeing up Biden and Tully court pack in the next 4 years. See? Problem solving. This is why we need a director of lessons learned, like we used to have.
Yeah.
But also, I'm glad that 60 Minutes rediscovered Taylorism in all but name. Let's have workers do some profit sharing instead of crawling for crumbs.
Right.
Then maybe we'd have fewer billionaires to be weighted down by all that wealth, most of it unearned.
Well, the thing that's totally bizarre about it, David, is that when you increase the minimum wage, when you treat your workers better, you actually increase the profits of your company, because now you've got people who've got money in their pocket to buy your products, the old Henry Ford story, and you've got lower turnover.
But when John Deming tried to bring that to General Motors, whatever, they said, oh, no, you don't. But he brought it to Toyota.
Yeah, there was the Japanese model.
And then the Toyota tried to do a crossover with General Motors, but neither management or even labor could wrap their minds around it. And so we're stuck in this super Reaganomics death spiral that, and not even Robert Reich dressed as a Jedi Knight can save us.
I agree.
Thanks, Tom.
David, thank you very much. Vince in Beloit, Wisconsin. Hey, Vince, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, can you hear me okay? Because I'm in my car.
Yeah, just fine, Vince.
Okay. Talked about the bird flu and the swine flu. Do you know what the major difference is in dealing with these?
Is that a rhetorical question? Are you asking, or do you want to tell me?
I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
One needs a tweetment, and the other one needs an ointment.
Oh, God. Vince, that's terrible.
Okay.
That's not what you call
scenario.
Them
on board,
right?
Scenario. Trump gets elected, but we retain the Senate. So Trump tries to put in new Supreme Court justices. So could our Senate Majority Leader stop him or not take up the vote, because a new rule comes up now that you can't do that because he's a president under indictment?
No, there's no rule like that. If Trump becomes president again and the Senate is held by the Republicans, I guarantee you, at least Thomas is going to retire, and probably Alito as well. They're both in their mid-70s. And you're going to see 35-year-old right-wingers in there.
I was saying that the Democrats hold the Senate, and then refuse to seat the...
Oh, yeah, they could play the same game that Mitch McConnell did.
Yeah, just make up a new rule.
Just say, no, we're not. Yeah, exactly. Well, you're right on that, Vince. I mean, Mitch McConnell really blazed the path on that, holding that seat, Merrick Garland's seat, open for 440 days. That was a crime against democracy. Vince, thank you for the call and the horrible pun. We'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of the break. Stay tuned. It's the Tom Hartman Program. We'll be right back with you.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Fair and only slightly unbalanced. I'll be right back with your calls. Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That, podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Trump-appointed federal judge on the classified documents case removed any remaining doubt the trial would start before the election, if ever.
Despite a lengthy list of pretrial issues in the classified documents case, Judge Eileen Cannon had left a May 20th start date on the calendar. So now she's scrapped it, the delay indefinite. One central unresolved issue is how classified evidence will be used in the case. This backlog of procedural issues means the case probably won't get started before the November election.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. The Okaloosa County, Florida Sheriff's Department has some explaining to do. Why a deputy shot and killed Air Force senior airman Roger Fortson at his off-base home on Friday. The deputy was responding to a report of a disturbance and gunned down Fortson in self-defense, say officials. The state's investigating. Democrats running the Colorado Senate nixed a bill that would ban the sale and transfer of semi-automatic weapons. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A judge is throwing out a lawsuit challenging Wisconsin's new wolf management plan. Animal rights advocates accuse the Natural Resources Board of meeting without a quorum and collecting extra comments on the wolf plan from groups it supported. Judge Stephen Elke says the open meetings law doesn't apply to the meetings in question. Wisconsin could see a $90 million impact when the NFL draft comes to Green Bay next year. Tourism officials say it's important the benefits of the big event extend far beyond Titletown.
Making sure people know where they're going, know the good spots to eat, can get around well, and are, you know, really excited to come back.
Nick Meisner is with Discover Green Bay. He spoke at WYSN-TV's Up Front. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. TikTok is suing the U.S. government after a new law passed that is trying to force the sale of the app. The lawsuit is spearheaded by ByteDance, the company that owns TikTok. The law, passed by Congress and signed by President Biden, gives the company 9 months to sell the social media platform to avoid a ban. This must be a blow to influencers and a relief to those of us who know nothing about TikTok. Here's a Schwab emendation that might help if you're looking for good, clean family fun. Check out Unfrosted. The film was released last weekend on Netflix. It's written, directed, and stars Jerry Seinfeld, as well as a host of other famous comedians, including Rachel Harris, Jim Gaffigan, Amy Schumer, Thomas Lennon, and Hugh Grant. It doesn't break any new comedic ground, but it has lots of fun taking shots at history and serial. Enjoy. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Our shower and thunderstorm chances winding down here in the overnight. Clouds and some patchy fog as temperatures drop to the lower 50s by daybreak. On Wednesday, we'll see mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies. Highs in the mid and upper 60s. A slight chance of showers in the afternoon. Right now, it's 55.
The Todd Alba Show.
State Senator Kelda Royce in Richland County. The UW system made the unilateral decision to completely vacate the campus by July 1st of this year.
It's so short-sighted to think it costs a little bit more money to run it and there aren't as many students, so let's just shut it down. A smart business owner would say now is the time to invest because we know every person that comes through the door, you're going to get 40-fold the investment from how they're going to be able to give back to our state.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On our next show, our friends Ben and Deanna Malachor are in. We'll talk more real estate.
Plus, our own Terry Barr is in with another slice of Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9.
You know, the catastrophe if Trump is reelected, the end of democracy, the end of the environment, World War III, he'll be unrestrained. And I would like to hear someone calm and level-headed, such as yourself, to say, really, how bad could it get?
Okay. How bad could it get? Trump has called for suspending the Constitution, for declaring a state of emergency, so habeas corpus is gone. You can be arrested and imprisoned or even executed by the federal government without even a trial under what Trump has proposed in public. He has said he wants to drill, baby, drill all over the place. He wants to do away with all environmental regulations or most environmental regulations. So there goes your environment. Let's see. That's end of democracy, end of environment. What am I missing here, Steve?
Well, no, but what I think, what I'm wondering about is, yes, he could try and do all those things.
Well, he gutted the EPA when he was in before. He fired, half of the scientists in the EPA were let go.
Right.
They're still trying to rebuild that organization. Go ahead.
If he does those things, won't he be voted out? Won't he lose control of the Senate and the House in 2 years and they'll stop him?
I don't think so. Not if they end our elections. This is what Putin did. This is what Orban did. This is what Xi did. This is what dictators do, is they make sure that their power will never be challenged. The other big thing that Trump, in fact, for people to vote, they have to be informed, right? The other big thing that Trump has said that he wants to do is he wants to change our libel laws so that public figures can sue anybody for libel, which means that any newspaper, any commentator, anybody like me, or even the New York Times, for that matter, who points out, the absurdity of what Trump is doing or the wrongheadedness of it or the criminality of it, can be sued into bankruptcy. And, when Orban started doing this, and Putin started doing this in the mid-90s, and Orban started doing this around 2012, both of them wiped out all the independent media. There's no more independent media left in Russia or Hungary. That's what Trump has said he wants to do. So if you don't have independent media, all you have is state media, every television program on cable and on the air is, just another version of Fox News. Do you really think he's going to get voted out?
I guess I was using rose-colored glasses to think that he might try, but he would get enough pushback that
if that's the law, succeed. If the law gets changed, if the libel laws get changed so that all of your independent writers and journalists and whatnot get sued into bankruptcy and homelessness, that's going to be the end of it, Steve. I think that these concerns are, if anything, not emphatic enough. What Trump is planning on doing, and he's said it out loud, is exactly what Orban and Putin have done. And I think he could get away with it. I really do. Steve, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. Ray in Naperville, Illinois. Hey, Ray, what's on your mind today?
Tom, first, I just wanted to thank you for the way you handle somebody who calls in and you know, just spouts untruths, and you present them with facts, you know, or ask them, present facts to me, like when somebody says Hillary Clinton and Obama silenced all these conservative organizations, and you just say, well, give me a list of them, you know?
Yeah, it was yesterday.
So that's the first thing. The second thing is you have changed my mind about Biden debating Trump, and that, you know, why would he debate somebody like that who is up for 91 indictments, even though I have a bunch of friends who keep on, you know, telling me, oh, Biden's afraid. I'm like, no, he's not.
No.
He goes, I go, Trump couldn't handle a debate himself, and Biden will present him with facts. But I always go back to, what is a real debate? And I think you do that too.
Yeah.
You know, both of us have probably debated, and for me, it was in high school, and there was no interrupting or yelling
or lying,
flat out lying.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's the big thing. It's the old joke that I think goes back to Will Rogers. You know, it's like, you don't want to wrestle with a pig, because if you do, A, you end up all muddy, and B, the pig enjoys it.
Yeah, well, thank you. I really appreciate the way you handle callers. Even I think it was last week, a guy called you the Rush Limbaugh of liberal radio. And, you know, I have friends just like that.
Yeah.
And I have a tendency to lose my cool a little bit. And I'm like, you know, hey, Tom handles it great. His show is clean, and it's fact-driven. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you for testifying. I appreciate it. By the way, just an update on what's going on with the Stormy Daniels testimony in the Trump election theft trial. When they came back from lunch, the defense, Trump's lawyers, got up and said, this testimony served no purpose. It was only to inflame the jury. Therefore, this trial is a sham, and you need to declare a mistrial and end this right now. And the judge said, well, the witness was a little difficult to control, and I was surprised that there weren't more objections from you guys, but I'm not going to give you the mistrial. So Trump loses. I'm assuming she's going to go back on the stand any minute now for cross-examination, which is where the fireworks will come. So stay tuned. I'll keep you up to date. Rich in Indianapolis. Hey, Rich, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Thanks very much. I wrote down an observation by someone smarter than me, and they had said, we are in a civic health crisis. And I thought, wow, that's a very cool way.
You mean as in civic mental health or civic... or the health of our civitus,
yes.
To use the Latin word.
Yes, the second.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I get it. I agree.
So, I'm calling in on Holocaust Remembrance Day, and I wanted to acknowledge the first silence breakers who, excuse me, I didn't mean to do that. I'm actually very choked up here. The first silence breakers were the survivor Sonderlager, Sonderkommandos. The Sonderlager means the special camp, and in the special camp that was the Konzentration, the concentration camp, they had staff to keep the Nazi staff from getting overwhelmed by the horrors that they were doing to the people.
You're right.
And they inflicted that on people that they were just choosing out of the incoming individuals. And these were called the special force, the Sonderkommandos.
Mm-hmm.
And they were killing Sonderkommandos after a certain period of time because they didn't want people overexposed and know too much, or that people were just falling apart. And they would just, you know, stick a new person in.
Yeah.
And at the end of all of this, with the death camps, there were some Sonderkommandos that had survived. They endured. And then they spoke about it.
Mm.
They they lived in hell.
Yeah.
And they talked about living in hell as witness.
Yeah.
And so to acknowledge what it took to endure that and then come out of it as someone who could still put a sentence together and then tell truth about the horrors that that was as a testament to the wrong done.
Yeah.
And that people are being caught up in denialism around the Holocaust, I think it's really important to understand that elite Gentile is the source of the creation of the beginning of anti-Semitism, done to destabilize society, to be able to inflict a status quo that has us fractured and fighting amongst one another and credentialized and in a meritocracy that has those who will take it from authority to do what they're supposed to do not tell anybody about it.
I get it, Rich.
You know, keep the silence.
I totally get it.
The silence breakers. Yeah. Thank you, Tom. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Rich. Today would be a good day, or this evening would be a good evening to rewatch Schindler's List, excuse me, or something similar to that for Holocaust Remembrance Day. Rich, thank you so much. Thank you. 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back with more of your calls.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
The defense in the Trump trial said she's been changing her story. And the judge says, well, the more times the story changed, the more times you should be cross-examining. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness and the flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Telly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you hear a siren, it could be a response for help after a fall. Oshkosh Fire Chief Mike Stanley says it's the number one reason for calls to his department.
Much more significantly than we respond to fires, to heart attacks, car accidents, you know, traumatic injuries. You know, we're going on fall calls, you know, more often than not.
Stanley hopes a new partnership with the company behind a free balance training app, Nimble, NYMBL, can help seniors avoid falls by improving balance with exercises from the app.
I can do this from my home. I can do this from my living room, you know, so that I don't have to worry about securing a ride to go somewhere.
Look for more information going out with water bills across Oshkosh this month. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Fabulous Farm Bay PM Yankee here with the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings right here on WGBW. It's about your food and where it comes from. Tune in and learn. 5 a.m., 1590 a.m., 97.9 FM, the talk of Green Bay.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
This past week, the far, far right created what they called the Floor Action Response Team. The acronym there is FART. And no such stealth bills came to the floor that would cause the fart to rise. Again, I fact-checked it. That's what they called themselves.
That name really stinks, Maggie. Sorry,
let
I had
the
to.
Puns roll
the
in.
Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Terry Barr, host of Slice of Wisconsin here on Civic Media. Mr. Zommers, what is that called?
My Wife is Drunk by Terry's favorite, Alvin Stasinski.
There you go.
Yeah. It's so funny to listen to a polka because you think, where did that song come from?
Right? We actually had one person text during the break there said, how about the Meadow Muffin Polka?
Todd, let's quickly write that and make it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all just hype? Well, for me, there's a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quick. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients that your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy, Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, and Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients that your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off on Nature's Blend. Plus, get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. 9 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here, Scott in Cincinnati. Hey, Scott, what's on your mind today?
Hey, thanks, Tom. Electoral College Reform Act was passed with bipartisan support, which now requires 20% of the House and 20% of the Senate to challenge the certification. Last time, it was 148 members objected, however, only 8 of them were in the Senate. What do you think the chances are of this happening again, there if indeed, I think, to the point where they would throw it back to the House, where the House would each have one vote? Vote for president.
Yeah. I don't know. And 8 people is more than 20% of 50, isn't it?
No, it'd be, about 20% of the Senate would be 20 people.
No, there's 50 people in the Senate. No, wait a minute. You're right. It's 100 people in the Senate. I'm sorry. I'm doing my math wrong in my head. And there's 50 Democrats and 50 Republicans. Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. Forgive me. I'm just terrible with math in my head. It's why when I went to college to study electrical engineering, I really struggled. I don't know. Whether the Republicans could pull off a repeat performance. Keep in mind, instead of a Republican administration, a Republican vice president, you have a Democratic administration right now. Yeah, I'm assuming you're talking about this fall.
Right.
And so, my guess is that they've got some other surprises up their sleeve. We do know that they're going to do everything they can to try and get it thrown into the House. But that is the right. main effort, I don't think, is going to be so much, you know, around certification or approval in the House or Senate. I think that is going to be around trying to manipulate voter rolls, you know, purging people from voting rolls in swing states. So we'll see.
Well, being in Ohio, you're right. I know that they, you know, I've heard you say several times, and I'm always checking that website that we have to make sure that I'm still a registered voter here in Ohio.
Right, vote.org.
You are correct. And, you know, and the Brennan Center for something, I can't remember the name of it.
Justice.
They've done a lot of research on all these things that these companies are seeming that the Republicans are trying to do to throw out votes, you know, like you've talked about quite a bit.
Yeah.
It is disturbing, but I still think when people talk about Mr. Trump and all the things that he's looking to do, especially with abortion and, you know, a couple other topics about, you know, democracy, I think Americans are going to say no mas. And if they are going to try every trick they can, but I think enough people will be out there to say, no, we're not going to put up with the second Trump.
We have almost, we have almost exactly 6 months until the election. And in my mind, the question is how much Republican support is Trump going to lose as a consequence of this trial, as a consequence of his just going off nutty, you know, his obscenity-laced rants. I think he's losing it, but we'll see. We'll see. Scott, thank you for the call. Joe in Reedsburg, Wisconsin. Hey, Joe, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
I'm fine. What's up?
I got a little example here to tell you. Every super pro-Palestinian supporter I've ever had read this, every one of them has changed their minds. Imagine this. The USA finished becoming a new country all its own 70 years ago. But it's all its neighbors just don't like us being here as a new country, even though we've been here more or less for hundreds, if not thousands, of years. For the past 70 years, people from our neighboring country...
Yeah, Joe, I really don't... like people reading things on my program. It doesn't work. What's the point you're trying to make?
Okay, basically what I took was...
That Israel is justified in bombing the crap out of Gaza?
The percentages of the Israelis that were killed on October 7th and through history would end up being as if Canada came here yesterday and killed 330,000 Americans.
Yeah, I made that point the other day that you know, we freaked out we lost 3,000 people. Israel, it would have been tens or hundreds of thousands of people. Expect Israel to calm down any day soon, you know.
Yeah, what would we have done?
Look what we did do on 9/11.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why Joe Biden went over to Israel the day after October 7th. And said, don't make the same mistake we did, because that screwed America. What George W. Bush did by bombing the crap out of Iraq and Afghanistan just destroyed our credibility worldwide. And I'm telling you, what Netanyahu is doing right now in Gaza is destroying the credibility of Israel worldwide. Thanks a lot for the call, Joe. Thank you for being with us. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to the people, yourself and the people around you. Take good care. I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901.
800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Deb Cronmiller from the League of Women Voters Wisconsin joins us at 10:33. 11:33, public service announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Watch out!
You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Biden administration paused the delivery.